ABC Central West, that's what you're listening into. My name is Alex James. It's lovely to be keeping you company this Tuesday morning. A new vet clinic is being readied in parks, addressing the need for a more permanent service in the town. A shopfront in Clorinda Street is being fitted out and will open at a date yet to be announced. But in the meantime, visiting vets from Orange will continue consulting on Wednesdays at the park's racecourse on the Yugawa Road. Rosie Rouse is the practice manager for the Orange Veterinary Hospital. I spoke with her earlier.
So we've been out at the racetrack for a couple of months now, and it's doing really well. So our next step is underway, which is we have secured a place in the main street, so in Clorinda Street Parks. We're just starting the process of getting it set up. And as you might have already seen, we recently posted on socials and it's had a wonderful, really, really happy with the exposure we're getting from that.
It's been a huge response.
Excitement,
yeah.
The excitement it's generated, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Which means that we're, it's really nice to do something for the parks community and to, be able to service that area. With the help of some local tradespeople, we'll start to set up. And then signs you see, you're going to start to get a sign up, which will be exciting when it's all set up and looking beautiful. But a bit of a blank canvas at the moment that we're, getting things underway.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So what's the main difference going to be between the service you provide now and what's coming when you officially open on the main street?
Yeah, so it'll be a more permanent basis. So at the moment, we've been very lucky to have a temporary spot at the Parks racetrack, and the Jockey Club's been very generous to us. But in the main street, we'll have, we're going to build up to 3 days a week. And unfortunately, we're still going to have that element of distance. So our vets will be travelling from Orange to Parks. So it won't be, unfortunately, for the time being, we won't be able to offer after hour services or surgeries. It's important to us at Orange Vet Hospital that we keep the same standard of care and quality of care that we have in Orange, which going straight into doing those things, we're just not going to be able to do it to that standard. So we'll get started and hoping that there's any vets around in Parks can reach out to us is probably the next step. But for now, we will be servicing Parks vets from Orange.
Yeah, okay, but if there's anyone who's living in Parks who maybe, they weren't able to open a clinic or they weren't able to service, you'd be happy to hear from them.
Absolutely. Though. We'd love to hear from any vets in the Parks area.
It sounds like it's not necessarily just just something about Orange Vet expanding. It sounds like that you're doing it for the community rather than maybe a business venture.
And we do. It's definitely a gamble. And it's one, so Ryan Lane, one of the partners, is really the driving force behind it. And he's really passionate about, being able to help the parks community and get a vet over there. Definitely there's a demand for it. We've just got to see how that can work. Obviously, we've got to take care of Orange Vet Hospital as well and make sure it's not taking too many resources from here. But also, yes, we have we love the parks community as well, and we want to be able to service that area to the best that we can.
Yeah, that sounds right. So, I mean, do we have any kind of timeline yet as to when you'll be opening Clorinda Street?
We're hoping to move appointments over probably within a month, just a few things that have got to line up with tradespeople. And then we're having an official opening day on the 18th of the 5th. So a Saturday morning, which we're just going to try and get as many people through the doors, say hello, and then officially working up to 3 days, depending on vet numbers, but working up to 3 days, which at this stage will be Monday, Wednesdays and Thursdays. And we would like to be able to, because we can't offer surgeries at parks yet, see how it will work and logistics behind it, but get animals back. We can transport animals back to Orange for surgery, say the following day, and then we can return them on the Wednesday if needed, just because obviously we do have that element of distance, but we can see what we can do to make it work and still get those surgeries performed. We've just got to think outside the box a little bit.
Okay, so in those, as you mentioned, so in the parks clinic itself, once it opens up, or in the parks shopfront when it opens up, out of At the moment, after hours won't necessarily be available, and surgeries. But what are some of the services people would be able to access with you guys in the shop front?
So unwell dogs or cats, so taking them in for the initial assessments, we can run bloods, we can send them off. If they do need to be hospitalised, they'll be transferred back to Orange because we won't have someone there after hours to look after them. And then surgeries will again do that initial assessment over there. So rather than coming to Orange for a consult and then booking another time for a surgery, it would be come in, assess a lump, assess if dentistry work's needed, those kind of things. We can do sedations. So it might be that there's a grass seed in the ear. We can sedate and remove the grass seed or assess the ear. Or so ears, skin, eyes, consults for unwell animals, senior patients, vaccinations. There's a whole lot that we can do without doing anaesthetics and after hours. And then we can do that initial assessment and then transfer them to Orange for you know, major surgeries or minor surgeries as well. We are trying our best to offer the service that I think parks community need and want. But unfortunately, it's not going to happen overnight and we can't promise the world and we don't want to underdeliver. So we're doing what we can to get to the place that we can have all of those things at parks. But unfortunately at this stage, it's just, waiting and seeing how things go. But we're very excited to get things started and see what happens.
That's Rosie Rouse there, who's the practice manager for Orange Veterinary Hospital. And while the Parks Vet Services are still a work in progress, you can stay updated by visiting their social media. So their Facebook page, they've got one, the Parks Vet Facebook page. And if you needed to book an appointment or you want any more information, then you can give the Orange Vet Hospital a call. You're listening in to ABC Central West this morning.